You see, you say he has...
To go to bed, I believe.
All right. Would you ever say he was taken sick or got sick or...
Yes, it may be with going to bed with sickness out there. Oh, he got sick. And he took in the bed and he laid there. You don't care somewhere else.
If somebody is sick and you're not sure when they're going to get well, you say, he is sick now, but he will be well again.
Yes, I might say, well, he or she, I say, he's sick, but you know, I say, I don't believe it's mopping them, but I believe he'll be all right in a few days, a few weeks, something like that.
Would you ever say bye and bye?
Yes, so that when one, I think, has been there a good little while. Maybe 6 months or something like that.
Well, how would you say it?
I said, well, I believe by the help of this good Lord, we by, I believe he's going to scub over there.
Okay, if somebody had a cold and you were talking to somebody else, you'd say, he...
Got a mighty bad cold.
Okay, but, if how he got it, you'd say, well, he went out in the wind and he
took exposure and such a cold.
Okay, and if a person has a sore throat and they can't talk right, you say that they are.
Well, got a sore throat. Got wet, tonsils bothering you.
Okay, and if...
Throat swell up, you can hear it out.
The way your voice sounds when you have a cold and when you have a sore throat, is it, you know, it kind of is raspy and it's real, it's deeper than it usually is, and you say that you are...
Wrapped up with cold.
Have you
now,
heard?
A cold wrapped. And your tonsils don't
rest. Have you ever heard of anybody being hoarse?
Yes, ma'am.
You'd say that
yes,
he was.
He's hoarse.
Okay.
But hip don't rest.
And this is a
cold.
Okay. And if somebody is laying there on the couch and they're doing this, you'd say that they were
sleepy.
Okay. And if in the morning, you say that when you first get out of bed, when the alarm clock goes off, you say, I have to
get up.
Or what you do from, you're not sleeping anymore, so
yeah.
You've got to.
Yeah. That's what I said. I'm going to get up and go to Starbucks.
Do you ever say, wake up?
Yeah.
Do you ever say, I rouse myself?
No, nah. Other people sound like we've done. I just almost just said, well, let me get up and go to the door.
Would you ever tell anybody to wake you up? Would you ever tell anyone to be sure to wake me up?
No.
Okay. And,
sometimes she may tell me to wake up. Well, I never had to tell her to wake me up, because I won't be woke.
Okay. If you were sick, and you had to use a medicine, and it was time for you to have used it, Ellen would say, have you
took your medicine with you?
And somebody who can't hear is
deaf and can't hear. Well, someone called it deaf and dumb.
Okay. And when you work hard, and all this water comes out from your skin and your underarms, you say that you
sweat.
Okay.